Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of the UK Morning. I'm Alice, and today we're taking a look at a very interesting story out of Japan, where they're making a major push to revitalize their shipbuilding industry. I'm guessing you've read the report as well.
Yes, I have, Alice, and it's certainly a big move. Japan is coming up with a 7 billion fund and consolidating their top shipbuilding firms to compete with China and South Korea. That's quite a big claim, right?
Yes, it is. Imabari Shipbuilding is taking a 60% stake in Japan Marine United to form a global number 4 player. That's a big step for a country whose shipbuilding share has dropped from a quarter in 2018 to just 12% in 2024.
Right, and the concern is that if they don't act, they could lose their industry entirely. Europe and the US have already faced similar issues. The report mentions that Japan could face a similar fate if they don't act.
Exactly, and the US is on board with this too. The Trump administration officials are supporting the idea of a joint fund to revitalize shipbuilding. It's not just about competition, it's also about security and logistics.
I see. So the fund would help Japan modernize their facilities and build national shipyards that they can lease to private groups. That makes sense. But I wonder, how are they going to tackle the issue of high labor and raw material costs?
That's a good point. The report mentions that Japan has resorted to immigrant labor, which now makes up almost a fifth of the workforce. But even with that, they're still struggling to compete with the state subsidies given to China and South Korea.
Right. And the study from the Europe-based Center for Economic Policy Research shows that China alone gave 91 billion in subsidies to their shipyards between 2006 and 2013. That's a huge amount.
Yes, and the Japanese government has been more cautious in their approach. Tomohisa Take, a retired admiral, said that as long as China and South Korea continue to subsidize their shipyards, Japan won't be able to gain an advantage.
So what's the way forward? Are they planning to change their market-driven approach?
They might need to. The Japan Shipbuilding Industry Association, led by Yukito Higaki, wants to almost double their market share to 20% by the 2030 seconds. They also want to lead in low-emission vessels, such as those fueled by ammonia or methanol.
That's an ambitious goal. But with the global demand for new ships on the rise, Japan has a chance to make a comeback. It'll be interesting to see if they can achieve that.
Definitely, and with the US support, maybe they can find a way to compete with the subsidies from the East Asian countries. It's a big challenge, but not impossible.
Agreed. Thanks for the insight, Alice, and we'll keep an eye on how this plays out.